Chapter 5. Let the Sky Be Silly. The big breezy picnic finally happened that evening. Not in perfect weather, not in machine weather, just in regular Nutville weather, which turned out to be mostly pleasant, with a few dramatic opinions. A little wind fluttered the blankets. A few clouds drifted past. One raindrop landed in the pudding and was ignored. "This," said Mrs. Hedgehog, sitting down with her third potato salad, "is completely acceptable." Nutty looked around the field. Everyone was laughing again. The umbrellas were stacked properly. The band had resumed playing. Mama's personal rain cloud was gone. Papa was eating in a calm and organized way, which for him counted as a miracle. "I was trying to help," Nutty said. Mama squeezed his shoulder. "You did help. We learned something important." "Never cross the cloud noodle with the weather juice?" he guessed. "Also that," said Grandma. "But mostly this. The sky already knows how to be silly without your assistance." Papa nodded. "And honestly, a picnic with one gust, two crumbs, and a medium amount of confusion is still a very good picnic." Mayor Buttersworth climbed onto the stump one last time. "Citizens, by my official powers as mayor, I declare this picnic a complete success and only a moderate meteorological embarrassment." Everyone cheered. Nutty smiled and pulled a small lever on the now quiet machine. A tiny paper sign popped out of the side. It read, "Out of order until further notice." Then, underneath, in smaller letters, "May still make rainbows sometimes." Papa pointed, "Keep that part." And because Nutville believed in second chances, snacks, and carefully supervised nonsense, they did.